From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
The suggested call frequencies and modes for the October 1st to 31st special event call sign Victor India 50 Charlie Charlie have now been placed on qrz.com and on the Darling Downs Radio Club's website, www.ddrci.org.au. Please note that all QSLing will be done via OQRS. No cards will be required. This is Bill, VKE4 Zulu Delta, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
The next social and technical evening for the Darling Downs Radio Club is tomorrow, Monday, September the 26th, at the Drayton Bowls Club, commencing at 7 p.m. There will be more information on the Kirby Creek Special Event Activation of VI50 Charlie Charlie. And our speaker for the evening is Michael Redden, Zone Representative for Queensland's Men's Sheds. Following Michael's talk, we will have time to socialise and share a light supper. This is Diane, VK4DI, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the problems that confront regulators is the effort that should go into enforcement of rules that people don't respect. In the radio world last century, citizens' band radio was legalised in Australia. CB took off as if it was on steroids, with numbers of registered radios far exceeding the expectations of the service's advocates. The somewhat pedantic rules which were imposed soon got forgotten by the masses, and an anarchic disregard for courtesy and conventional good behaviour infected large parts of the CB world. Our regulator had many more field staff than today, but they were horrendously outnumbered, with the result that the regulator threw up its hands and declared CB a self-regulated service, along with removing the license fee. About 250,000 licenses were lost to the Federal Treasury because of the lack of resources and manpower to regulate the many who broke the rules that they didn't respect. Individually, we can most probably think of instances of amateurs who stretch the rules, most likely with regards to power transmitted. You've probably taken in the proposal from the WIA that power levels be increased in the rewritten LCDs. Increasing allowable power for foundation licensees will permit more people to use commercially available radios that are designed to operate in commercial service where power is at least 25 watts. Many HF amateur rigs cannot be wound down to the legal 10-watt limit, but will operate at 50 watts or lower. How much better to make the entry paths into amateur radio coincide with the real world than to set rules which exclude people by access to suitable equipment? How much more sensible to allow for what is in the marketplace, rather than have people break technical rules to no good purpose? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.